Welcome, everybody, to day two of KSR Does Iowa here in Tripola. Not Tripoli, right? Tripola. Tripola, Iowa at the Panther Bowling Lanes, where, guys, we've had quite a day. I don't have to give you phone numbers because this is a podcast. I was ready to say the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line, but I've got Ryan, I got Shannon, I got Drew. It is 5:45 local time. We are the only people in this bowling lane, or at least on this side of it. And Ryan, we've had quite an afternoon.
I have had a lot of fun, but I'm extremely disappointed. Fun, but disappointed. That's how I'm going to sum up my day. And you can say Tripola, but it's Tripoli to me. It looks like Tripoli. It's spelled like Tripoli. It's Tripoli.
Look, fun but disappointed. That's
Autumn's
theme?
Right there. She can hear you as you talk about her hometown.
Yeah.
You called it something earlier. Do you want to say on the podcast what you called it in front of all these great people here at Tripoli?
Also in front of a group of high school children.
Yes.
Yeah. Great hospitality we've gotten here,
what
by the way.
What did you call it?
Well, that's when I found out the news.
Well, hang on. Let's not spoil it.
Yeah.
Let's just say, though, you called it, because we don't need to cuss just to cuss.
Again.
That's true.
You called it BF Iowa.
Correct.
With a group of townspeople here.
Yes, I did. And that is 100% accurate.
It's not accurate.
It is.
These people have been very nice.
Oh, have been super nice.
Then why are you disparaging their town?
Because I grew up in BFI, Indiana. So I have the right to say when I'm in BFI, Iowa.
Real recognize real is what you're
real
saying.
Real recognize real.
Okay.
And right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are in BF Iowa. Make no mistake about it.
So let me explain what happened, and then I'll get everybody's initial take. We decided, you know, every day we're trying to see a different person.
Yes.
Yesterday we saw Warren and Klobuchar because we had more time, so we were able to do two. Today was John Delaney Day. And for those of you that don't know who John Delaney is, you're not alone.
Guess what? Yeah, we didn't know yet.
We still don't know him.
Nobody really knows. He's a congressman from Maryland, and he's running for president. And he apparently was doing a 30-day tour across the state from Montezuma, Iowa, to Tripoli, Iowa.
Tripoli.
Because he was doing the From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Tripoli.
You guys are on
and that's
own.
All the words we know.
Yeah.
So this was going to be the final stop, which if you think about it, the culmination of a trip like that, it's got a big deal, right?
Yeah, especially your landing party that it's over, the finale.
Over. And it's here in Tripoli, and they pick the Panther bowling lanes.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So we pulled up to the Panther bowling lanes, and we only saw two cars in the parking lot.
Red flag number one.
What were your thoughts when you saw only two cars, Drew?
There was not a John Delaney event here today.
I'll tell you what my thought was. Just like it was yesterday when we walked in, there was nobody there. Next thing you know, there's 200 people in there. I thought 200 people were going to be here at the bowling alley.
Oh, so you thought like Amy Klobuchar, just a late arriving girl.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We were here like an hour early, so I thought, hey, there's going to be plenty of people here. We're just early.
So we come in, and when we walk in, we ask the owner, hey, is this where the John Delaney event is? And he said, quote, I don't know.
Red flag number two.
Now, one would expect there's only 1,100 people that live here. So one would expect if a presidential candidate was coming to your bowling alley in this town of 1,100 people, you'd know.
Maybe it's no big deal to them. Maybe they have presidential candidates come to the Panther
to
lanes on
alley?
A regular, yeah, on a regular basis.
Nope, Autumn says no. She's no. Shook her head no.
Not even, but you think they have so many that the owner wouldn't even acknowledge that they were coming that day?
No big deal. Just a presidential candidate.
I did like that he asked any of us if we have Facebook so that we could look tell
he
him.
He said, I heard on Facebook that it was canceled, but I don't have Facebook.
I'm going to sign him up on Facebook before we leave here today.
Fan
That's
page.
What I want to do.
Fan page, not personal page.
Fan page, and I'm going to be the first
what
to
is
like
his
it.
Name? What's his name?
Lauren.
Lauren. You'd like to give Lauren his Facebook page?
I'm going to create it right now as we speak.
Lauren at Panther Lanes.
Can you get me his email?
And DOB, please. Okay. Going to need a DOB.
I think she just saw her boyfriend, and I think she's done with us. But anyway, so he said he didn't know if it was canceled or not. Well, then we got confirmation it was canceled. As we didn't know what to do, one man, and I want to be clear about this. This was the culmination of the John Delaney Iowa tour. By the way, the name of the tour was Send a Message.
He sent one today.
Yeah, he sent a strong message today.
It's called
the culmination of
I don't give jack squat.
The culmination of the Send a Message tour had exactly one person show up for it.
Message received, John. That's true. You see.
One man.
Outside of us.
Outside of us, one man. He was from where?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
From
he West drove from
not
Wisconsin.
Not even an Iowa voter. Mm-hmm. He was from Wisconsin, and he came to this. Which means, had John Delaney showed up, there would have been five people. Actually, seven people. The local newspaper and a photographer was here.
That's correct.
But there would have been seven people, six of which drew were media.
I just can't believe. I know that's not huge numbers, but people that were excited to see you.
Well,
we were
one guy
so
was excited.
Eager. No, we were too.
I was excited.
Okay.
We were so excited. We drove 2 hours. All I could see out the window was snow. I didn't see any life forms till we got here to see John Delaney. And the knife is still in my back.
The John Delaney knife?
How could you place a vote for a man who would leave four people in a bowling alley on a Monday?
End up being a horrible move. Because the Triple E high school bowling team just happened to be here practicing. He could have met young voters and influenced them to maybe go home to their parents.
First of all, how about the fact how big high school bowling is here? Apparently every high school in the state has a high school bowling team, and there were a lot of people on the bowling team.
And very good.
We watched and one very of good. The kids bowled a 290.
Yeah, the guy with the mullet.
Yeah. So he, you know, he thought, okay, I'm going to skip this. It's going to be a small event. See?
He was correct about that.
Blew it because although the high school bowlers were here, it ended up being the bowling alley was full.
But see, here's the thing. Even though there were only a few of us here, we would have Periscoped that. He would have been talking to 2,000-3,000 people on Periscope.
I agree with you. It was a poor decision. Now, he says his – so just so you know, then when the local newspaper reporter comes, she said, I'll call the press guy and see what's going on. And apparently the press guy said, we're coming. We just don't have the candidate. Now, he was very nice, the press guy.
Brent, super nice.
But what's the point of him coming if he doesn't have the candidate?
Oh.
To buy his pizza.
Yeah, he's clearly the fall guy. When you don't show for something like this, you got to send somebody to say, look, it's not John Delaney's fault. It's my fault. He was clearly that guy. He was very nice.
Would
he
you do that
pizzas.
For me? If I said to you,
I've done that for you, by the way. I have done that for you.
When have you done that for me?
Getting personal.
When you don't read your live reads, I say that one was on me. I forgot to tell
him. That's very nice.
Yeah, I've done that multiple times.
I'll tell you one story of Chris Tomlin doing it.
Yeah.
During our 120 county tour in Rockcastle County, we had set up a group of Democratic voters who, like the Democratic elite in Rockcastle County, they were going to meet with me, like 30 of them, just to like talk. Well, long story short, something happens that got my mind elsewhere, and I just couldn't do it. And I was like, Chris, you just go, if you would, and talk to them for me. And Chris tells the story better than I do. But Chris walks in and is like, hi, I'm Chris. I'm here to talk to you all. Matt can't come. And he says two women just got up and walked out and didn't say one word. Didn't even say, like, bye. Just got up and walked away.
Well, to be fair, if bowling wasn't here and free pizza and free drinks weren't here, we would have probably done the same thing.
I feel
thing.
Like we would have acknowledged the guy, though.
Before. I wouldn't have. I would have been gone.
Okay. Shannon was ready to walk out.
I was ready to go.
I wanted to invite him to drive 2 hours here, and the moment he pulls in, we just take off and leave.
That's true. So, yeah, Drew
apparently
said that. If he walks in, we're out.
Apparently he's in Washington, D.C. Apparently he flew back to Washington, D.C. because he's meeting with the Washington Post editorial board.
So he's a liar.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they said. They said he was in Des Moines, and he had to go to Washington, D.C. to meet with the Washington Post editorial board.
Is that more important than what we did here today, what we accomplished?
So I feel like the Panther Lanes is where all good campaigns come to an end.
True.
This is where you end it right
but
here.
But maybe he doesn't want to end yet.
Maybe not. He should. He's behind like a gazillion points.
We did get free pizza and a free beer
so
out of
he
it.
Ends up buying, his campaign ends up buying us pizza and beer and like.
And we got to bowl.
And he tries to like make it up to us. Do you feel like it was made up?
No.
Felt
no.
fake.
No.
Felt
hey,
fake.
Fake news.
Who was it? Who had the, was it Elizabeth Warren that said the best candidate that money can't buy?
Yes.
That's the way I feel. I'm the best voter money can't buy. You can't buy my love with pizza and beer.
So you are not going to support Delaney just because you got pizza.
Oh, no.
Do you have a scorecard for John Delaney?
We'll get to that later.
You have one? Okay, no, yeah. You had one.
So, don't worry. So we bowl, we get pizza, and then he says, would you all like to FaceTime with John Delaney? I was for a definite yes. Ryan, I feel like you were a yes.
Oh, I was all about it, especially when you said, well, let's Periscope the FaceTime.
Shannon, you initially were a no.
I'm still a no. I was a no all along. I didn't say anything to him, did I? I don't think I said
I don't think you did.
Him.
I think actually when he got on, I was you walked away.
I was over it. I was embarrassed for him and for everybody else involved.
It was – I'm going to go ahead and tell you, and it's on Periscope. That 5 minutes of FaceTiming with John Delaney was some of the most awkward things I've ever seen in my life. First of all, the one guy wouldn't – like the one voter that
oh,
was
yeah,
here
yeah.
would not stop
Well, he
talking.
Came all the way here, and he was going to have his time with John Delaney, and he was not going to be denied.
He got it.
Yeah.
He had like 10 straight minutes,
yep.
and he was – As I listened, he was arguing with John Delaney.
Yeah. I couldn't hear what they were talking about.
They were arguing about climate change, and he asked John Delaney, who will be your vice president? Which, to me, could we just get over that? Like, he's not going to win.
It seems very unlikely.
And he was. I heard him talk about at length about what the logo on his shirt, his employer, what that stood for and what they do. I'm like, John Delaney doesn't care.
You don't know what he cares about. We don't know anything about the guy. He didn't show up.
My brain turned off John Delaney completely when the guy who was nice, Damage Control Dan, walking around offering us everything we wanted in this world, I shut off. John Delaney did not exist to me anymore.
Well, then they let John Delaney talk to the high school bowling team, which was a really great moment because they bring the high school bowling team over. Who, by the way, has no idea what's going on.
Nope.
They don't know who John Delaney is.
Negative.
They don't know why there's a presidential campaign going on. Like, they don't know any of this. And they just literally, the guy holds up the phone and goes, "Hi, kids, this is John Delaney." And those kids, I wish I had a picture of the looks on their face. Because you might as well have just said, "Hi, kids, here's Arnold McFarkle-Farstel." Because they have no idea what that means. And they just kind of looked at him like, "Hi," and John Delaney goes, "Hi, kids."
And these are competitive bowlers, and bowling's all about rhythm. They had to stop to walk over on the other side of the bowling alley to FaceTime this old dude that was in the back seat of his car.
I would have had the same reaction as the kids. That's why I just walked away. I didn't want to have that interaction.
You even wore your nice shirt for today.
I did.
That one, the shirt that had the dude on it.
Yeah, that was my nicest shirt. You said wear your best shirt, so I wore it.
You did miss a good part when Damage Control Dan showed me, Ryan, and Shannon a video of John Delaney doing push-ups.
Yeah.
I will give him credit. My man can churn out some push-ups.
No, yes, oh, yes, he did. Yes. Yeah, he did. He ripped off 20 push-ups in like 20 seconds.
I don't know why. I don't even know how we got to that point.
Because
we were over here, then we were over there real quickly. Next thing I know, John Delaney's doing push-ups.
The Barstool guys challenged him to a push-up challenge.
Uh-huh.
And he smoked whoever he was facing.
Yeah, he did.
Whoever from Barstool.
But why did he show you that?
He wanted to show that his guy is fit. He's ready to go.
Maybe because he heard you called him fat this morning on the radio.
Maybe so. Mm. But he did. He wanted to say, look, he's just an average guy. He's really fit. And this Barstool guy challenged him to a push-up contest, and he smoked him.
I don't know about you, but the average guy that I know shows up when he has commitments. The average guy shows up to meetings.
Great point.
Yeah.
Very good point. So then they put the FaceTime on us, and I am periscoping – I am periscoping that FaceTime, and I think John did not enjoy it.
No. He seemed to be very disinterested in talking to
us.
I think
when I said there are 2,000 people on here, I don't think his campaign guy had told him that, and I don't think he felt ready for the fact that that was being videoed.
Yeah.
Because he's probably never spoken to 2,000 people at one time.
How the hell are you going to be president if you can't speak to 2,000 people?
He's not. Neither am I.
How?
Me and John Delaney are in the same position, except I showed up
people.
To this bowling alley today.
Last time I checked, there's a lot more than 2,000 people in this country. If you can't speak to 2,000 people, then you don't have a chance, man.
What would you have done if you have told him there'll probably be 25,000 people watch this by the end of the day after we save it?
Oh, everybody, like people will watch it.
Yeah.
I don't think it came off great.
No, he would have peed his pants.
Yeah. So then it's over, and then we all just have to hang out. And they were very nice. The Delaney staff was very nice. There were 7 staff members here, though. There was 1 staff member for every person in this bowling alley.
True. One-on-one attention. Maybe that's what they're after.
That's a lot of Iowa for people to be on this team.
Can you imagine? They were telling me that a couple of them have been here for a year.
Yeah, a year being
on
a –
Can you imagine spending a – I just want you to think about, because this is the – my overall experience with this is sadness.
Yeah?
No, I mean it. Like, I genuinely feel bad for him. There were people who told me he started running campaign ads in Iowa in 2017, 3 years ago. Can you imagine spending 3 years of your life doing something and then it culminates 1 week before the final with an event that one man shows up to that doesn't even live in the state that
but
you're in?
In my opinion, he started way too early. You don't start 3 years before because people are going to forget about you. You start like maybe a year before. If you start 3 years before, nobody's even going to remember that.
Well, they don't.
Yeah.
But can you imagine spending that much time on something and just having it completely fizz out?
He's chasing his dream. You can't knock that. He's chasing his dream. He wants to be
president.
No,
he's not. He would have been here. This is part of his dream.
He's not committed.
You know, sometimes when I was in school, if we were going to have a party and I knew people wouldn't come because I was in the dorky fraternity, you know, I just wouldn't go. Because I'd be like, well, if no one's going to be there.
So you think that's what he did today?
I think he knew this party was going to be – I think they were building this to be the final moment of a culmination of a lot of excitement. He knew there was going to be one guy from Wisconsin here, and he was like, I can't face that.
So we're the dorky frat mates, I guess, in your analogy.
No, we were the people who
did
show up.
His analogy, we're the dorky geeks that did show up
to
the dorky party.
We did show up to the party, and we were like, we're here at the party.
Yep.
And John Delaney was like, I'm not going to be
there. Surprise, I'm not going to be there.
Do we get reimbursed for travel? That was a long drive.
Yeah, well, they should have paid for our gas.
That was
they
the pizza
really
and beer.
Well.
Hey, that's good pizza. I got to compliment Panther Lanes on their pizza.
Right now, by the way, if you're hearing people in the background, they're about to have the Panther League. And there's a lot of really great-looking people here right now.
Yeah. They're going to take it the bowling serious.
Yes. I think
we're going to be up here yakking.
All right. So do we leave with positive thoughts about John Delaney?
Absolutely, positively, no. Nothing.
Right.
Negative.
Drew?
I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I wish him best in the next phase of his life, which isn't going to be the presidency.
Yep.
But as far as you being my president, you should have showed up for Boeing today if you even wanted to have a sniff of that seat.
I feel sorry for him.
I feel sorry for the workers like you who've dedicated a year of their life to come out here and work for this man.
One of the guys was from Knoxville, Tennessee. He said he came here because he believed in John Delaney. He's from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And worked for a year for this man, going door to door, campaigning, and you said earlier, has not received one vote. One vote.
How's that possible?
How is that possible?
I would have voted for him if he had just shown up.
Is there
a
picture of him at anything?
Yeah, maybe if you show up.
Have we been
catfished?
Okay, first of all, there's the picture of him online where he is going down the slide.
Yeah, but that's not at an event.
He looks very unimpressed.
With the slide?
He's like the saddest person going down a slide I've ever seen. If you go down a slide, you're happy.
I just have an overwhelming feeling of sadness. Like the thing about Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar, they were happy.
Very happy.
Like they were excited. Like they,
yep.
And they were there.
Yeah, yes.
They were in the race, too.
Even if they didn't feel like they were going to win, they were projecting that they felt like it.
Yeah. I have to say something.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, Scoop.
There is a weird phenomenon about Iowa bowling alleys. You come in the front door, and you leave your shoes at the door.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
No.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Was there a sign outside?
I mean, as soon as you come in the door, you leave your shoes at the door.
So you have all these big, burly men walking around in their socks.
Yeah, we didn't do that. Are we being disrespectful?
I mean, look at this.
I think all of you should take your shoes off right now.
That's a very good point. Look at all these men in their socks right now.
I mean, I'm talking about as soon as you come in the door. Those high school kids came in and just kicked all their shoes
off. Well, first they look at us like, what is going on over there?
Look at these heathens over there with their shoes on.
Yeah.
Look at that guy with his Western shirt.
So who has the better chance? Kristen Powers, John
Powers. Kristen Powers. That's not
Kristen Powers not on the ballot, though.
Well, she needs to be. And just take John Delaney.
He's taking up. He's taking up space.
I'm going to go ahead and add her in and take John Delaney off.
All right, Shannon. I think we need to hear your scores.
It feels like it's a good time to go ahead and get to this. Look, no call, no show. Showing up late is one thing. I'm just going to read what I have here. Showing up late is one thing. Not showing up at all is completely unacceptable. Total score is negative sideways eight. You know what a sideways eight is?
Infinity.
Negative infinity. You got it.
Oh, my.
And I'm also calling for a lifetime ban on running for president. He should never have the opportunity to run for president.
Oh, my goodness.
Shannon, do you have that kind of power?
You're going to give him a lifetime ban?
Lifetime ban, yep.
I'm not sure you have that power.
It's one thing, though. I mean, I'm telling you, seriously. If you're 20 minutes late, it's one thing. But if you don't even show up, man, you don't even show up.
I mean, we did come a long way.
We came.
And we're going right back where we came from.
Yeah, we could have just stayed where we were.
It's not like this was on the path. We're going right back where we departed from.
We were all for John Delaney. Now, Damage Control Dan offered John Delaney for later in the week. I'm going to turn him down.
No. Sorry. We set it up, and then we don't go.
That's it. That's the play.
Oh,
yeah. Meet us here. We'll be ready for you, and we know show.
You want to tell him to meet us here?
No, not here. We'll tell him to meet us somewhere. We'll have pizza sitting out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait a minute. We'll have people, and we'll send Jonathan Martin.
Yeah, there we go.
Tell him to meet us at the Blue Ribbon Cafe. We'll be there.
I like it. Yeah. Now, so overall, we've had a fun day, though.
I love bowling.
It was fun, and it was good to be here with all these sock-footed men in Tripoli, Iowa. Now, we need to deal with a couple of other things. Ryan, I want you to pull up the John Short calls.
Oh, yeah.
So, for people who don't know, John Short calls Ryan quite a bit. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and I don't mind it at all.
You like it.
I don't mind it at all. A lot of times, though, I don't get to answer the phone call, and it goes to voicemail.
So John will call just to check in.
Just to check in.
And he will leave you voicemail.
Yeah, he'll call me to let me know that he's going to call the pregame show or something like that. Like, sorry, I couldn't call the show today, but I will call the pregame show, that sort of thing.
And so when Ryan doesn't, Drew, when Ryan doesn't get John's phone call and he leaves a message, sometimes rather than listen to the message totally, he reads, as we all do, the voice to text to just read, well, what did he say, right?
Yeah, so – you ready over there, Ryan?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, so this was – but you're saying maybe, Ryan, that because John Short speaks in a way that can be hard to understand, sometimes the text doesn't
– the translation.
The translation doesn't work.
Lost in translation, some might say.
This is his voice message, that how it got transcribed to me, this last one. Hi, my name is Justin. With You Hope, you have a great reputation. I think it's like that need to Marburger on and then tell me floundering in the morning like it needs. I'm just trying to take that down, so he's going to decide to do, I will do that. Down, decide, I will do that or not also, but I'll email me morning her HCL and eventually I'm blanking on a Cobra. Hey, hi Ridge, maybe all right, bud, regarding a CL pregame with you sometime today. And then he ends up with, we can somehow that visa, he's right on the end, or May 20th, you know, so there's you go, Teresa already, 3:30, talk about your message, said that.
Now, what do we think he was
trying
to say?
That sounds like Alexa's broken, and she's just saying
words.
My
favorite thing is blanking on a Cobra.
What would be really interesting is if you could try to figure out what he actually said.
See, I love that. I love to read it, and then I'll listen to it.
Does John Short own a snake?
I don't think he owns a snake.
Do you have the message that you could play?
Yeah,
over
I can
the
play
microphone?
It right now.
Okay, so you just read it. Now actually play it into your microphone.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Hold on, which mic is he so I can turn it up?
This is John with the hotel now. I'm right up this school today. It's like my 5 days. It's like good news that my burger and then somebody's not on the radio anymore. It's like good news. Yeah, I went besides, I already take off the Matt Jones show and the news program. I decided that I would do that. They better not. I went to my LMA torn or ACL in the back left leg and not until today. I believe it may be all right, but this is our ACL. I'm going to watch the pregame with you sometimes. Watch that with you sometimes. That'd be great. Why tell the LMA torn ACL? So there you go. So we call on the radio, 3:30. Talk to later, but it's okay.
All right, so here's what I heard.
Yep.
I heard Mark Burger, and I heard it wasn't good news. I assume he's not happy that they canceled Mark Burger's show.
That's right, yes.
He said something about Ellie Mae. That's
I heard
his
something.
Dog.
That's his dog.
Ellie Mae, his dog, tore her ACL.
ACL, yeah.
Dogs have ACLs?
Yeah, I guess they do. Yeah, their knee joints, yeah.
Hey, John Short's dog tore its ACL?
Must have, yeah.
Out for the season.
Yeah. That's a terrible mid-season injury for Ellie Mae.
And then he says he'll call the pregame show at 3:30.
At 3:30.
What was he talking about on May 20th?
I'm not sure. I didn't catch that either.
He did say May 20th.
Yeah.
There are a lot of men walking around in their socks right now. I mean, yep. Look at that man's socks right there. Iowa Hawkeyes socks.
I feel like we walked in their home with our muddy shoes and we're just stomping around.
It's really strange to me that they all take their socks off.
As soon as they come in.
Immediately. Is there an Iowa phobia to the socks thing?
Just got to respect the Bellinelli carpet, I guess.
I think it's in response to the coronavirus.
Look at how many people, by the way, have a traveling backpack of a bowling ball.
It's a big bowling
town. Serious league. When you and I talked about it, driving out here, every community that we drove through has a bowling alley. No matter how large or how small the community had a bowling alley.
Hey, let's just ask one of these guys why everybody's taking their shoes off.
Well, which of these guys do you think wants to talk to us?
Well, no. There's a sign that says take your shoes off.
Oh.
But, like, why is that? Well, why don't we ask the owner with the tight Lauren who doesn't have Facebook?
The owner has his shoes on.
It's his house. Oh. You know, you can do what he wants. Yeah. Lauren. Hey, Lauren.
Are you sure that's his name?
I don't think that's
his real name.
Yeah, he didn't answer to him.
And he's in the middle of a conversation.
Come here a second. Can you just come here a second? Yeah. No, just come on with us for just a second. What's your name, sir?
Lauren Sommerfeld.
Lauren. So it is somebody. We were just looking and seeing. Don't fall down, Ryan, please. Why does everyone take their shoes off the moment they walk in?
You don't want snow on the carpet. You don't want the carpet wet, because if you walk on a wet carpet with your bowling shoes and go down on the lane, you'll fall.
Oh, that makes sense.
See?
You know what? There makes perfect sense. So that's why everybody takes their shoes off immediately.
Right.
Gotcha. Now, it feels like there's a lot of people here bowling. Is bowling big in Iowa?
It's pretty big all over the country, really.
Well, it's not as big in Kentucky. We only have like 3 lanes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, but you seem to have one in every small town.
We got one. We've lost 3-4 of them the last couple of years, bowling alleys. But
why is it so popular?
It's something to do in the snow in the wintertime.
Yeah. Well, Lauren,
more importantly, can I create a Facebook page for you? You said you didn't have Facebook.
Nope.
I feel like you need a Facebook page.
You don't want one.
Pardon?
I feel like you need a Facebook page. You don't want a Facebook page?
No, I don't have Facebook or anything.
But I don't really want to get you one.
Can we give you a Facebook page?
I don't have a phone to get it on.
Oh. Well, you got a computer?
I don't have a computer or anything.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have a cell phone?
I've got a flip phone.
Oh, you got a flip phone. Yeah. My dad has a flip phone. So do you ever go on a computer?
I go on – well, this is run by computer.
But, I mean, you ever go on the internet?
I do down at the library. See, after high school bowling, I have to go in and put the scores in for the state and everything.
Yeah, he's the coach.
That's right. You're the high school bowling coach.
Right.
How good's the team this year? How's it looking?
Well, my girls just lost their second match. They're 6-2 right now.
It's pretty good. How about the boys?
The boys are 5-3.
You got the kid with the mullet bowled 290 while I was standing here.
Yep.
Is he really good?
Yeah, it's my grandson.
Oh, that's your grandson.
He's good, yeah.
What's his name?
Caden Funk.
Caden Funk?
Yeah.
So your name's Lauren Funk?
Nope.
Oh, okay, different last name.
Lauren Sommerfeld. My daughter married a Funk dad.
Caden Funk, he was good. He bowled 290 right in front of me.
Yep.
How many times has he bowled 300?
He's never had one yet. His brother just had one Saturday.
Well, he almost had one.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a spare in the first frame, or he'd have had it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, listen, how would you describe the John Delaney experience today?
Well, it's kind of disappointing that he didn't come.
Does that make you less likely to vote for him?
I don't know who I'll vote for.
Were you considering John Delaney?
Out of the Democratic candidates, yes.
And now, probably not, right?
Well,
he no-showed.
I don't know who I'll vote for.
But you can't vote for him. He didn't come to your bowling alley.
Yeah. We did get some good pizza out of it. You make a mean pizza.
Not only did he not come, he didn't even tell you he wasn't coming.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of rude?
Yeah, I don't own it. I'm not the boss, but I asked Russ, and he said nobody ever called him.
I mean, how do you not even tell the place that you're going to be that you're not coming?
I feel like that's disrespectful.
I do,
like
too.
You need to say you're not
Lauren,
coming.
Lauren, I'll tell you this. If I run for president, which is unlikely, I'm going to have an event here, and I'm coming.
All righty.
Does that sound good?
We'll get people to come.
And we had a fun afternoon even without John Delaney, so thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it, Lauren. Have a good rest of the day. Makes perfect sense. They don't walk with shoes because their feet are wet from the snow. They'll get the carpet wet.
You know, between the four of us, we should have collectively thought of that. It wasn't rocket science.
That's a good point.
There's snow outside.
Somehow we did not come up with that.
We did not come to that conclusion. I don't understand how we didn't.
As soon as he said it, we all looked at each other like, of course.
Yeah. That should have been something we figured out.
Yes, don't want to get snow on the carpet. We're not used to snow. You know, it's an everyday life style up here.
Well, listen, it's been a very successful day. I appreciate everybody listening. And so now we are getting ready. Tomorrow we're going to do the radio show at the Andrew Yang Rally in Perry, Iowa. Are you excited about that?
And Perry is close to
Des Moines. Right back where we were.
So we stayed in Des Moines last night, drove all the way over here to Tripola or whatever Tripola. In the hell they say it pronounced it.
Tripoli.
Going back to Des Moines.
What? Can I ask you why you have so much animosity to this town?
I've enjoyed this place.
Because these people have been very nice to us. Why are you?
Here, the bowling alley people have been super nice.
So why are you like so down on Tripola? Like these people have done nothing to you.
Well, you know, the people here have been great. It's
but
just,
you just keep pooping on their town.
Because they the John Delaney.
But that's
they
not,
no-showed
that's not
us.
Their fault.
No, it's not. It's
this
not their
is Ryan's
fault at all.
Heel turn right now. Just let them have it.
Can you believe we drove a total of 4 hours today to come to this bowling alley?
I think it's worth it.
I completely think
it's worth it. Round trip. You're right, man.
1,300 people in this town. We researched it. It's in a very small county. Waverly's the big city in this. You know who's from Waverly, Iowa?
Who?
A.J. Hinch, former Major League Baseball player and manager of the Astros.
Oh, he was one of the people that cheated,
you
right?
You better believe it.
Who's from
Would you like another fun fact?
Yeah.
This county and one county over, Busch Light is the highest selling beer, and it's the only place in America where it is. It outsells Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light.
This is the only place in America where Busch Light outsells.
Yep.
Why
That's why I had to get one. Oh, I don't know, but somebody up there told me if you go, I guess, in St. Louis and do like the tour, they tell you that this county and the one over is Busch Light country.
There's some amazing bellies in this place. Mm-hmm. Look at that guy's belly.
How does he bowl? How do you bowl when you got a belly
bowl
like
with
that?
Your arm.
He doesn't belly bump it down the lane.
But do you waddle up to the line and then waddle?
You're about
waddle
to find out because these guys are about to open the lanes.
I will make you a bet. He would kick your ass.
Oh, there's no doubt.
But not just in bowling, in life.
With his shoes on.
Hey, well, the other fun fact I told Drew, Chris Soules from The Bachelor is in the county right next door.
Mm-hmm.
That's the farmer guy that you hugged at the Republican convention.
Drew about
– I think he's in jail right now.
I think he is in jail.
Why is he in jail?
He had too many Busch Lights.
I mean, he had a DUI and killed somebody, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awful.
What a sad way to end this.
Yeah, way to just completely destroy the mood here before we leave for Perry, Iowa. Well, we appreciate all of you listening. Tomorrow we will be in Perry, Iowa with the Yang Gang. So, overall, the Delaney experience, not as exciting as we hoped. But tomorrow with Andrew Yang, Shannon, I feel like it's going to pep up.
Tomorrow's a brand new day, and there's only one way to go from here, and that's up.
That's right.
Yep.
So thank you all very much, and we will see you tomorrow morning on the radio.